Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Paul, thank you for the show.
Winter likes the snow.
She does.
I'm glad somebody does.
It snowed on Winter's birthday over the weekend. How about that?
She was okay with it.
Yeah.
What a great birthday gift. I found over 40 years, Minnesotans are pretty stoic, but that stoicism goes away when it snows on their green, freshly mowed lawns. Now, granted, nobody's been cutting their lawn yet, but it'll happen by the end of the month. April is the month of rapid greening. Once we have some moisture, a high sun angle. But, yeah, this spring, it's been a sucky spring. And I'm sure there's a more appropriate term for that. But I wanted to ask Kenny Blumenfeld about how this compares with other springs and what's to come. A lot of farmers concerned. Seems like soil moisture is in a good spot. A lot of lake water levels are still down significantly. Joining us now, my friend, Dr. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist at the Minnesota State Climate Office. Kenny, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back. How are you? I haven't seen any optimists mowing their lawns just yet. I might be able to find one out there.
Hope I remember how to do that. But what's your take? How far behind are we? I know last year ice was already off the lakes, at least in the metro. Seems like we're a couple of weeks behind.
Yeah, we were. I mean, well, last year we were early. I mean, last year... Last year we got out the gates running pretty fast with the ice melt. We didn't have much of a snow cover, and we didn't have really much of a winter once we got out of that February period in mid-February 2021. It just kind of got warm. We are behind. This spring has the same flavor. I can name you four springs, and then beyond that, you know, people are going to lose their minds because I'm talking about, you know, if you talk about the past too much, it's like talking about dreams, and people get glossy-eyed. But this winter, in its behavior, it's kind of mimicking winters that we saw 2012-13, and these are all really late staying kind of Minnesota goodbye-style winters where it doesn't matter how it starts. They stick around for a long time. They all have a cold February in common, and that would be 2013, 2014, 2018, and 2019. And those winters were, I think three of them were La Nina winters, kind of like this one. Right. And they did tend to have a, snow in April, ice and slush in April, and then a very fast transition over to spring. Mm. I mean, that's the glimmer of hope you can offer, is that when winter lasts long, well, then as soon as it ends, you got summer. So,
wow.
Well, is that
okay.
Hi, Kenny, it's Jordana. Is that what we can expect, like a quick turnaround and an early warm, early warming and early summer?
I mean, that's a good question, Jordana. I can't quite, my crystal ball isn't that good.
I'm sorry.
When we do look at the other winters that have behaved like this, what you see is either, you know, you might even get some surprise warmth. I think of the year 2002, we had 91 degrees in April. But then, it was like April 15th, but then, you know, a week later it was snowing again. We got another 6 inches and another 6 inches after that. And so you can get this kind of, these emergences of summer inside of this long-lasting winter. That's one scenario. The other scenario is it just kind of drags on through the month, but then as soon as it ends, I mean, it ends very quickly, and there's almost no mistake. And I would say, just based on the timing of this, you know, we've lost March already, so based on the timing, I would expect a quick transition. People will notice this as a short spring no matter what.
Yeah, Kenny, I mean, I over the years, I call this a light switch spring, like turning on, you know, flipping a switch, and we go from a shoe full of slush to 70 degrees in the span of a few days, and people just feel whiplash, as opposed to a dimmer switch. In a perfect world, you know, we would gradually warm up, but, you know, Mother Nature never moves in a straight line. Let me ask you this. Those winters you rattled off, many of them La Nina winters, where spring came reluctantly, 2013, 14, 18, 2019. What happened? Is there a correlation with winter lingering longer and summers being cooler and wetter? I've always wondered that.
Yeah. I mean, well, certainly the 2013 and 14 winters or summers were pretty cool, or at least mild. I mean, you always, you know, any Minnesota summer, you're going to get your warm days, you're going to get your humid and stormy days, but those summers dished out less of that, and so there might be, but I think, you know, we've probably talked about this offline or at other times, that there's also this tendency for some La Nina seasons to kind of convert and go into the heat and drought pattern. So, you know, but when I think of these long-lasting winters, yeah, they do tend to be related to, you know, not necessarily mild, but fairly wet growing seasons.
Interesting. Wet growing seasons. And any linkage with severe weather? My concern, when the atmosphere warms suddenly, it often leads to severe weather outbreaks later in April and May. And we've been let off fairly easy, at least in terms of tornadoes not hitting populated areas, not having crazy hail in recent years. I just wonder, you know, when does our luck run out? Is it this spring? When things happen quickly, the atmosphere can let us have it with both barrels.
Yeah, I just approach this as it could happen, you know, any year we could be in for a nasty surprise. And certainly when you do have a rapid transition, because, you know, the air aloft is still really cold, but you start heating the air at the ground, you get extra instability. And so the mechanisms are there. Sometimes it pans out and we end up with, you know, pretty hellacious severe weather. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it doesn't. We just end up kind of in a wet pattern. Like that year 2014, that was a bad year for too much moisture in June. But there wasn't a lot of severe weather. It was just too wet. We've had other years where maybe it wasn't too wet, but we had a lot of severe weather. 2019 had a very stormy summer. Although the growing season itself, although it was wet, there wasn't any one period that you would point your finger at the way you would with that June 2014. So I think that's a little bit of a roll of the dice, but I think we should be prepared for our run of luck to end anytime it's going to get warm. I mean, what did we learn back in December? We learned that we could get tornadoes in Minnesota in the middle of December. And so I think all bets are off for trying to predict when we will or won't see them.
Kenny, last question regarding the drought. It seems like topsoil in good shape across most of the state. Obviously, farmers not getting out in their fields yet.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed on a number of lakes, including the lake that we're on, the water levels are still down very significantly. And I know March was wetter than average for most of the state, but are you concerned about the D word, about, you know, lingering drought affecting farmers and also just, you know, recreation on our lakes this summer? What are the odds?
Yeah, we've been hearing about this. Also, some of the area hydrologists have told us that they're a little concerned, and they're getting public concern about these lower lake levels. We'll have to see once the lakes, you know, once they thaw out and all that ice melts, and then you start getting some of that soil moisture back into the lakes. We'll see if they bump up at all. But yeah, we're always, you know, we came out of a nasty drought last year, and it's not all the way over, and we're always at risk of sliding back into it. You only need about 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks of really dry conditions, and you're back into a drought. So we're not out of the woods with that. I just, you know, I think we have to kind of balance our anxieties here, and I would say right now we're looking pretty normal, which is actually good, and if anything, it's sort of tilting towards a wetter pattern based on this long winter that we're having, long late winter. But yeah, I wouldn't rest on our laurels just yet.
Well, we appreciate the perspective, and I still like to talk about the weather, and that's something that most Minnesotans have in common, because we get an extra serving of weather up here. But Kenny Blumenfeld, Dr. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist at the Minnesota State Climate Office, thank you for joining us. I appreciate the perspective. And are you a Twins fan? Are you heading to Target Field Thursday? Are you going to brave the wind chill?
I'm not going to be there for that particular game, but I will definitely get out there a few times this year. Yeah, lifelong fan. Yeah, I remember the 80s and the early 90s when, you know, the glory days.
They're coming back. They're coming back.
They are. They're coming back every year. We say that.
Coming
right?
back. It's an experience.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Doc. So much. Great talking with you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.